We are heading into a long weekend, the unofficial last weekend of summer, and of course you want to know what to drink.
Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg now joining us with our wine of the week. It is a bit of a he said, she said for you this week, Scott. What do you look for in a Labor Day weekend wine, and what does your wife look for? And then I guess what does your wife pick, because that's usually who ends up winning, right?
That's what we're going to end up drinking anyway. Well, you know, she and I agree on most things, raising the kids, you know, schedules, all that stuff. We do not agree on what wine we really want to sit down with and enjoy the Labor Day weekend with. She's still holding on to summer, so she's going to go for the white wines. I'm looking at grilling a big chunk of meat. I want to go for the big red wines. I'm excited about winter coming. So let's start off with what I think we're going to have this weekend.
All right.
Because, of course, this she said part of this was she likes Sauvignon Blanc. She also, Cindy, loves sparkling wine. So the non-vintage Lake Chalice Cracklin Sauvy Sauvignon Blanc. Now, this is from Marlborough, New Zealand. It marries these two concepts beautifully. You get a classic Sauvignon Blanc flavors, tropical fruit, a little passion fruit in there, grapefruit, but they're carried over the palate by a slight spritz of carbonation, which is really quite refreshing. Notes of citrus on the finish, accentuated by bright, refreshing acidity, $19. This is a fun wine.
Now, Labor Day weekend is a big weekend for barbecuing. What wine goes well with barbecue?
Well, I'm a sucker for, you know, sort of nostalgia. And for those of you that are old enough to remember Rodney Strong, he has one of the oldest vineyards in Sonoma. I'm going to tap dance my way into this weekend with the 2009 Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this is from Alexander Valley in Sonoma. Again, beautiful Cabernet. Offers up a lot of dark plum, a little black cherry in there, a little blackberry flavors right across the palate. Then you get this pop of spice and cocoa right in on the supple finish. It's only $20. It'll go great with everything from burgers to steaks.
So what do you do in these situations where you have to come up with this middle ground wine? Do you just each have your own glass, or do you kind of pick a wine that's right in the middle there, like the sweet spot wine?
You know, I wish there was such a sweet spot wine, but what we do is essentially, yes, dear.
Yes, dear. That's what I've heard is the secret
smart
to a successful
man.
Relationship.
I'll be drinking the Cracklin Sauvy this weekend.
Honey, you were right, are the magic words, I guess. WTOP, thanking you for... Do we call you WTOP wine critic, Scott Greenberg? Can we do that? I think we just should. But
I think we should.
Yeah, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.